This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, it scalped her.
What?
Okay.
Tell me what
they
is happening.
They took this corn and put it on a drill bit so that when you hit the button for the drill, it spins the corn.
And so that they can get butter on all the sides.
So the first guy that does it, look at him just tear this up.
Oh my God, he's using his teeth and...
And just eats the whole corn in like... Is he done yet?
He's done.
Okay, and now the next guy does it. Watch what happens to him.
Oh God, his teeth went flying out.
His teeth came out of his head. He lost his two front teeth. Then this lady does
it with her long
hair. And it catches in her hairdo.
Oh God, and it just ripped a huge chunk of her hair out.
This is on Facebook. I don't even know.
Those have to be fake.
They're fake?
Please God, let them be fake.
Are people that
dumb?
Yes, thank you.
It looks like she lost a chunk of hair.
Oh, it's very
The guy who pulls it though, it's spectacular.
It makes you want to try it.
Right. And then the guy who loses his front teeth, you'd think like, oh, that could happen.
Let's not try
it. Yeah, I'm not. I'll just eat at regular pace.
It's best if you watch that video before you try it yourself.
Yo.
Yeah.
Sorry to have just... That's what I saw, though, when I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That is a, oh, my God.
It put is. That. Post that up as a warning. What not to try
what
on
not to do.
Radio Alice or something. Put it. Can you do that when we get it on our
We are
Facebook
coming on summer. White sweet corn's probably about to start happening.
You know, Lucky's. Lucky's has been doing it, right?
Yeah. I like the the yellow corn, the big fat butter corn. That's what I'm into. I'll eat any of the corn, but I prefer the yellow corn. You're a white corn girl?
I find white corn sweeter.
Yes, it is sweeter. I want it to be more buttery.
And I like to put it in the microwave for about 25 seconds.
More buttery?
Yeah. Oh, you just microwave it for 25 seconds, uh-huh. And that's...
Yeah, you can almost eat sweet corn raw.
Yeah, exactly. Just gets crunchy and it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, crunchy and cool. Mm. Whip. Whip. Hoot whip. all right, so today is May the 4th. Be with you. Luke.
I like what our old producer posted on Facebook last night. He said... May the 4th is not a thing and never has been. And I just laughed like, he's so angry.
Who, Shooty?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Shooty,
Shooty, shut up. May the 4th is a thing. Shooty, I am your father.
He's such an angry guy.
He really is. I thought he would have calmed down after all these years.
I know.
Just
he's
as angry
actually,
as ever.
He lives in Denver or somewhere in Colorado now.
In a $300,000 palace.
Yeah. He's doing really well, but it's funny. He's still... That angry guy.
Yeah. Shooty, let it go, man.
Let people have their dumb day.
Yeah. God, like that. Like everybody gets to have a day. It's true.
Just pull off Facebook for a day and let them do their thing.
Sorry you're not a nerd and you don't participate. So in-house here, we have a whole social media and internet team. And a couple years ago.
Tooman, right?
It's not, actually. It's this guy, Ron.
Ron and Brad.
Yeah, Ron, the whole IT department. Mm-hmm. People who know
our
stuff about computers.
Yeah.
Right. So, a couple years ago, we did these things. It was some kind of app where you could stick yourself in like a scene with Darth Vader, or stick yourself scene with BB-8 or whatever it was. And we all did them. And he popped them up on Facebook and, I see, here it is, radioalice.com/StarWars. There's a page of everything of all of us on Star Wars, but he's posting them throughout the day. So Bryn's is already up. Hooman's should be up now, and ours is going to post at 8 o'clock in the morning. So funny. He's obviously a nerd. He's like, May the 4th be with you, and happy Star Wars Day.
He's so
all right, Ron. Thank you. But I had forgotten about those. Yeah. Those are really funny. The human one is hilarious. Yeah. Doesn't he battle with Darth Vader?
I fight Darth Vader.
Oh, you fight Darth.
You fight Darth. Darth crushes me with like a spaceship.
Oh, he drops a spaceship.
I think I was fighting Darth with nunchucks.
That one's good.
Oh, Brin's is really funny. So those are radioalf.com/Star Wars, and you can see they're really neat. It's just they somehow mesh our world and the Star Wars world together. There's people who have just too much time on the internet, but you know, sometimes it's for the good of all of us. We get to enjoy something. There's a YouTube channel called Palette Swap Ninja. And it took the entire Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album by the Beatles and changed all the lyrics to tell the entire story of the first Star Wars movie. And they put together videos. So as the song, as they've changed the name of the song, like instead of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, it's Princess Leia stolen Death Star plans.
Is that what we watched the other day, Yuzette?
It is, and we actually watched some more this morning.
It's kind of dumb, but it's cute. People who have some time on their hands.
And listen, these guys are local.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Let me read you a couple sentences from their email. Hi, I'm Dan. I'm half of the musical parody duo Palette Swap Ninja. I live in Richmond. My friend Jude and I have spent the last 5 years secretly chipping away at an album-length parody of Sgt. Pepper that tells the story of Star Wars.
So these guys have spent 5 years of their lives doing this. And it is, you know, look, if you're a big Star Wars nerd, it's fun. It's kind of funny and it's worth a look. So they've actually taken clips from the film and cut them together to go along with the song that they've changed all the lyrics to. So there's like 11 videos and I guess 13 songs and 11 videos. And they all are sort of put together so that it tells the first. So I guess it's episode 4 was the first one.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you're on Tatooine. Isn't that the name of this planet that Luke is from?
Well, yeah, where he was raised, sure.
Yeah,
Blowing up too on YouTube. They posted it 4 days ago, and it has 400,000 views.
Well, there you go.
Good for them.
It's May the 4th. Be with you. And so we thought we'd take a quick look at it. Show Vinny a little bit of this. This is, you know, they start with the pyramid words going up, scrolling up the screen with Sgt. Pepper.
I don't think I'm nerdy enough for this.
See how they meshed the Star Wars. Stolen Death Star plans. You know what? I hate to say it. I think I can get behind this.
It's cute.
I mean, like it. It's funny. Yeah. I like anybody who's like, Vinny, like you were saying yesterday, like nerds participate. Like, for 5 years,
these guys put
this whole thing together. So now look, they're telling the whole story and they. Stolen Princess Leia stole. So. And listen, it doesn't just end with this one song. They have done the whole Sgt. Pepper's album over in parody songs. You get the idea. And if you've got an hour to spend today, you can watch whole thing.
I'm happy, though, for them. It's clear they're probably, with each click, feeling the reward of their 5 years of investment.
Yeah.
And look, they did a good job. They pieced it all together and rewrote the whole thing.
And soon... the Beatles record label and Star Wars will cease and desist them into oblivion. But for now.
Enjoy May the 4th, everyone.
Right.
It is an all-star Star Wars Day tribute last night on Jimmy Fallon. He does this. I'm assuming this is from the suggestion box. Like, they have, like, the audience suggestions, and he'll pull them out. And then clearly they've pre-done it, and they've set things up. So he celebrated yesterday, a few hours early, with should we just roll it?
Yeah, we can.
It's based on the Smash Mouth song All Star. Smash Mouth, I do not believe, has anything to do with this other than having contributed the bass song. But here's what it sounds like. This was on Fallon last night. And I have to say, it is super visual. Like, although you can kind of tell what's happening over the air, that actually might be worth it. That might be worth a minute of your time there. That's pretty neat.
It's a lot of work.
And that is, I guess that you can find it on Smash Mouth's Twitter account with the caption, #HanStar. So there you go. Couple things. Speaking of late night shows, Stephen Colbert the other night said that Donald Trump's mouth was a bleep holster for Vladimir Putin's bleep. And people went crazy. Oh my God, how could he say such a thing? He didn't address it on the, I guess it was the Tuesday night show, because I watched that yesterday and there was no mention of it. But on last night's show, on the late show last night, he did talk about it. I did not apologize. And speaking of the late show, they are going to do a Daily Show reunion next Tuesday. This is to celebrate Stephen's, what, you know, believe it or not, it's his 20th year in late night. Hmm. He started on The Daily Show as a correspondent 20 years ago.
Oh.
I know. So he had done that, and then he, of course, did eight or nine years on The Colbert Report, and now he's in late night doing The Late Show. So he's bringing back all the people from The Daily Show on Tuesday. Some of the older, like Ed Helms is going to be there, Rob Corddry, who were, you know, have gone on to, well, Ed Helms especially, but Rob Corddry has also done movies. Samantha Bee, John Oliver, John Stewart will be there, and it's going to be a big reunion episode next Tuesday. In fact, he was on The Daily Show 2 years before John Stewart joined. Craig Kilborn was the host when that show first started.
I didn't know Ed Helms was on, though.
Yeah, he was just a correspondent. So was Steve Carell. They were. You know, I wonder if Steve Carell will make a surprise appearance.
That's cool.
Yeah, Steve Carell launched into a whole nother...
Into the stratosphere, based on...
Movie superstardom, basically.
Yep. I know, he's a huge star. A lot of great people have gone through that. In fact, I think the first time I ever saw... Who's the Munn chick? What's her name? Not Elizabeth.
Olivia.
Oh, Olivia. Olivia Munn. The first time I ever saw her, she was a correspondent for a minute there.
Actually, what was that other dude's name that came off that channel?
Rob Riggle?
No. It wasn't on this show. Oh. It was on Comedy Central, but he hosted like Talk Soup or something.
Oh, John Henson. Well, there's been so many.
Greg something. Kinnear?
Kinnear,
oh, yeah,
yes.
Greg Kinnear.
Who right. went on to star in a yeah. bunch of movies and right. get, I think, even an Oscar nom for something he did.
He
as
did,
good as
absolutely.
It gets, was
yeah.
it?
With Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's apparently it's a pretty good launching pad for people. So that's coming up on Tuesday. And that's Stephen Colbert's thoughts on the rude, rude things he said about the Prez. Cash me outside. How about that?
Yeah. All right.
How about that?
How about that?
No.
So that chick, Danielle Brigoli, and if you haven't heard of the Cash Me Outside girl, thank you, Dr. Phil, for bringing this girl into our world. She's like, I don't know, is she 15 now? 14? Yeah. She basically is a tough-talking little white chick from Jersey or something.
Who fights with her mom for video entertainment. Like, isn't that how she was posting videos? How did he get a hold of her in the first place?
I think the mom called because she couldn't control the little girl anymore. Oh. They were calling the police.
We have seen
every
videos
week.
Of them. Yeah, the police have been to their house like 1,300 times.
So
yeah.
they went to Dr. Phil for help.
Right.
And they've become celebrities
right,
from
she
that.
Yeah. Basically okay. told the audience to cash her outside so she... Well.
That's my favorite.
Outside.
Just what I said. And the mom says, that means to meet her outside, she's going to fight you. So this girl is cashing in.
Yep.
They're talking about a reality show for her. She's a horrible person. I don't know why we're encouraging this behavior, but hello, America.
here we are talking about
right.
it.
Right. So somebody, I guess, put her in front of the red carpet for the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
And It's about a six-minute video.
Asking people questions, you
no,
mean?
No,
no. Oh.
They put her in front of a video of it and taped her commentary on what everyone was wearing.
Ah, got it.
So here's a little of the delightful Danielle Brigoli and her thoughts on what people wore to the Met Gala.
Oh, God, I've heard enough.
I know.
Yeah, I've heard enough, too.
Do we have the thing? What did she say about Rihanna's outfit?
She needs Dr. Phil to make her sound good.
I didn't get to the Rihanna part. I listened to the first 2 minutes.
This is really all you get the idea.
I bleeped all that, so.
So they put up the picture of the person that she's talking about as you, you know, so you can, if you can't get enough of this chick. And apparently Walmart can't.
Uh-oh.
Danielle Brigoli, the Cash Me Outside, how about that girl, is going after Walmart for ripping off her catchphrase, Vinny. It's trademarked.
Is it trademarked, really?
I don't know. Apparently, she's got a legal team. She has one of those.
Because you can do that.
Yeah. Sure. I guess they've plastered it all over all kinds of merchandise, and she hasn't seen a cent from that. Her legal team, because she has one, fired off a letter to the retail giant demanding it pull all 15 articles of clothing, T-shirts, tanks, and hoodies from its store, from its online store in the next 5 days. And if they fail to do so, they can expect a lawsuit. And they also want to know how much they've already made off the apparel, presumably to get their fair share of it. They are serious about protecting her slogan, which, believe it or not, just earned her an MTV Movie Award nomination in the trending category.
Oh, no.
I know. A Walmart rep says they haven't seen Danielle's letter yet, but they take her claim seriously and they will investigate. Here is a T-shirt. Cash me outside. How about that?
Well,
there's the phrase
on a T-shirt.
As much
as we may not be into this girl, is it any different than launching a TV career by doing a porn?
No. You get famous for what you get famous for these days.
So do that next.
Oh.
Well, she'll have to wait a few years.
Yeah. You think she'll wind up there, though? Well, by 18, we'll be so over her, she'll have to do a porn to get our attention again. It's
so
sad.
So she said Rihanna looks like an effing bokeh, but she still looks fine, though. And about Kim, she goes, wow, she looks really pretty. I have nothing to say about that. She looks really pretty.
Funny. Yeah. Gee.
She's a little chubby.
I think alike.
She said she's a little chubby.
She said Kim was chubby.
Kim Kardashian looks absolutely pretty, except she was a little chubby.
Well, we did see those pictures.
Cash me outside, girls.
Those girls' butts without the retouching, you know.
Right.
Their butts do look a little chubby. You know, big old butts. Sarah? All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I got a bunch of stuff, including bucket list destinations. Squaw's going to stay open well into summer.
Woo-hoo!
Maybe you can do your birthday there. They'll be open.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still trying. I'm holding out hope. June. Early June, I'll tell you for having a party.
I don't want to get my hopes up.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't look good. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Thursday.
I always get a little excited.
I know,
when
me
he hits
too.
That.
Like, oh, is it? It isn't. All right. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Harry Styles 2017. He's announced his world tour for later this year, visiting intimate venues around the world. And he kicks it off September 19th at the Masonic right here in San Francisco. And to kick off Cinco de Mayo, we're giving away a pair of tickets to a show. Listen tomorrow morning to win. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, but you can win a pair before you can buy them by listening to the morning show tomorrow. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. That's our station's website. Check that out. Here's what's happening. It looks like Squaw Valley has announced they're going to keep the slopes open past July 4th, everyone.
Incredible. What's the temperature up there
They're calling it the endless season.
Mm.
They're going to shuttle snow around and use some snow machines, but they expect to be able to, with the deep snowpack, keep runs open into summer.
Incredible.
Yep. Pretty cool.
That is good. And listen, they need a nice long season after the last few seasons they've had up there.
Yep.
It says it's going to hit 71 at 2 p.m. today.
Damn.
So we
That's
don't know
some melty
what
weather.
You're saying, right?
Yeah.
It's disturbing to find out these apps that everyone uses to check the weather, they just don't work.
Nope, they're all different.
It's just a real pisser.
You got to check in with Roberta Gonzalez.
Yeah, right.
Did you know she got an Emmy nomination?
I
think it's a daytime Emmy or something like that.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Go, Roberta.
Roberta Gonzalez. Fastest Bay Area broadcaster.
Okay. So the Warriors play tonight. It's game two, everyone. So let's all try to be there for that as they take on the Utah Jazz. This is the second round of the NBA playoffs. Go, Warriors. Mm. Also, the Kentucky Derby's this weekend, if you care about that. I definitely do not.
Are there any horse names in there? I always like to hear the horse names.
You know, I don't have the horse names off the top of my head, but one of the things that's made the news is one of the horses only has one eye.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Which is disturbing because it's empty.
Oh, just like a big hollow on his
yeah.
head? Well, I guess it doesn't affect his legs. A lot of times they put him in blinders anyway, don't they? So that they can't see
they
out
do.
The sides.
Or I've heard that anyway. Yeah. So they don't get, so they
right,
go straight.
Distracted.
I guess that's a dangerous sport.
Yeah.
Not just for the horse, for the dudes who have to sit up there and try and, you know, stay in place and not get...
That's what I hear.
Anyway, a recent survey found... they're talking about bucket lists here, and a recent survey asked people about their bucket list, and it looks like older Americans' number one thing to do is travel.
Not too surprising. I mean, I didn't care that much about it when I was younger, but now I'm like, I don't have forever. I want to see some places.
Yeah, I'd like to do it actually before I'm older, because I think that
you'll
have
enjoy it more.
Health problems that come with age that you don't necessarily want to be in janky beds and hotel rooms and whatever. Maybe you're having bladder issues,
sure,
and
whatever it might be,
flights or whatever your deal is. It would be more fun to do it while you can enjoy it
and get
to
around
the fullest,
right?
Anyway, the number one destination out there where people want to go is Australia.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
I did it again. Number five is the Caribbean. France.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking like Paris. People want to see Paris.
The UK or Ireland comes in at three. Italy comes in at two. And Australia is number one spot people want to go to.
Italy also sounds great. All those sound great.
State people want to visit is Hawaii, followed by Alaska, California, Arizona, and Nevada.
Nevada, huh? I just want to go have some fun in Vegas.
I mean, it's set up for, you know, a three-day mission.
Sure. That's true.
So, there you go. Bucket list destination, Australia.
If you could only go one other place, where would it be?
I'd love to go to Australia.
So, that would be your number one?
Well, it's up there. I think one of the reasons you would want to go to any place in Europe is they're kind of like states almost. You can get...
You could do a bunch of them,
you could knock a lot of stuff off your list in a short time there. I think. I've never been, but
that's what they say, though, you know, that you can get... If you had, you know, in your retirement, if you had a month or more, if you could possibly swing that, you can see a lot of the big spots in Europe just using the train.
So I might like that. Mm. Just to have a cup of coffee, you know, somewhere in Paris.
I know. Wouldn't that be lovely?
I think.
It is lovely. You need to do it. It's incredible.
How many countries have you been to besides the United States? I mean, make a little list and get back to us.
Oh, my. It's going to take so long.
Well,
just write them all down.
That's your project.
Well, obviously, Iran.
I'll be back at 9 for the movie review, everyone.
Okay, good.
Just write them all down. I want to hear where you've been. It's interesting. You're the best traveled of us.
A new
Shut did
up.
I hear him? That's not
hard.
God, you're such a snob.
You're a dicky snob. Mm-hmm. That's what you are.
You're a putz.
Careful, he'll go dark.
Yeah, I know.
Keep him on the show.
He can.
Let's keep
he has
him
a
on the show.
Review.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We can always get him on Thursdays. He's not going to quit on us.
A new online poll listed a bunch of awful things you'd never want to do and how much money you'd have to be paid to go through with them.
Oh, awful things. Okay, like what?
How much to eat a stranger's toenail clippings?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Eat them? Oh.
63% of people. Oh, wait. Sorry. 44% of people say, I would never do that. There isn't enough money.
Oh, there's enough money.
18% said, for $1 million, I would eat someone's toenail clippings.
I might do that for $1 million. $1 million, Yuzi? Come on.
I'm thinking, can I put it in a shake or something?
No.
No,
just
you
have to
pop them in your
it.
Mouth.
I'll just swallow it.
Did you ever bite your fingernails?
Swallow. Sure, I have. I don't. They just break off because they're so...
Right. But you're not like I'm one of those manic people who has a tiny half moon at the bottom that you've been worrying.
Did you bite your fingernails?
No, but I mean, I can't say I've never like felt a snag on my nail and gotten
it off. Tried to bite
at
it, yeah.
Right.
Why?
Why did you bite your fingernails?
Well, I did. But I was asking you guys because, I mean, there are people who do that. And so to them, there's different rituals involved with the fingernail biting, whether it's they keep the nail in their mouth and it's disgusting,
swirl
I know.
It around. Oh, gross.
Whatever their thing is, I quit when I was a little kid, but the reason I did it is because my dad did it and I watched him do that and picked it up.
Right.
And then later went, I'm eating my fingers. Yeah, this is
gross.
Disgusting.
Dead cells. Remember we saw Britney Spears' fingernails?
Oh, yeah. And they were just worried down to the quick.
Yeah.
2% say they'd eat a stranger's toenail clippings for $100.
Some people will do anything.
It's not a thing.
Yeah.
To some people.
It's not going
to
kill you. I mean, that one, to me, that one is like, it would take probably less than $1 million, but I might hold out for $1 million just because, you know.
How much would it take to cut off all communication with your best friend forever and not even get to tell them why?
Oh, wow.
So just marry, you're gonna ghost Marianne permanently.
Will John know why and he can kind of tell her?
No, John can't say.
I just have to quit her.
You just have to quit Marianne.
What is Marianne worth to me?
$1 million?
It might be more than that. That might be something you'd just regret the rest. I mean, to cut off your best friend.
Well, the thing is that we always say our husbands are our best friends, so.
No, I'm not counting him because there isn't.
There is
I wouldn't
no money.
Do it, right?
Yeah. But another friend, sherps.
For $1 billion, you wouldn't cut John off?
No.
For $1 billion.
$1 billion is worth nothing to me if I don't have John.
Yeah.
$1 billion?
No.
Billion.
No, I love him.
All right.
He's horrible.
He's my world. Are you kidding
me? I know. It's like I've been happy with him when we were dirt poor, and
exactly.
I'm happy with him now. It's life is short. I want to go through it with the person I'm.
Yeah, you
I
have
like.
All that money and you can't even.
And you can't
enjoy
be with.
It.
Right. Yeah. You'd
You're
be constantly thinking of,
day.
Oh, I'm seeing all these places, but where's my John?
Mm-hmm.
Marianne, for $1 billion, I guess I'd have to do it. I'm sorry, Marianne. $1 billion. You know.
Yep.
Luckily, it's a hypothetical.
Yeah, there's these hypotheticals.
I do here. Like those, though. To consider something like that.
Well, cutting off your best friend
is. What would it cost for you?
I was thinking, when I read that one, the best friend thing, I was like, Yuzette would cut people. She does it regularly.
Yeah, but not
cuts
for her best
people
friend.
Right at, well, yeah, really? You don't think that she had a best friend along the way that's just been gone?
Has that happened?
My best friend? No, I still talk to her. Not that often.
So you'd have no problem cutting her off then?
Nah.
How much?
$1 million?
$1 million?
$1,500?
No, we're going to have to start at $1 million.
Oh.
She'd understand.
She wouldn't. She's never going to know why. She's going to think.
She knows
she's
me.
She's going to think that you
she'd
have some
grudge. She'd
be like,
well, what did I do the last time we were together?
Right. Exactly right. They know anyone who knows you is like, well, I must have done something.
They see
this.
You. They go run up. What did I do? And you'd have to go, nothing. I just don't like you anymore. Because you can't
You
tell
just
them.
Can't even say anything. You just have to turn away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You wouldn't even be able to talk to him.
A 56-year-old Mets fan in New York named Tom McDonald lost his buddy Roy about 9 years ago, and Roy was a huge baseball fan, so Tom's been honoring his memory by going to ballparks around the country and flushing little spoonfuls of his ashes down the toilet.
This is a sweet story. I did wonder, though, you know, they're
so you've heard it.
I have.
Okay.
It's been around a couple days. The guy, I'm wondering. Because first of all, I think that disposing of ashes is illegal in some, like there's only certain things you can do with it. Like you're actually not supposed to dump it in the ocean. You're not supposed to, there's all these things you're not supposed to do that people do all the time. And I wondered, you know, they do a pretty good pat down on you when you're going into a ballpark. And if you got a little baggie of powder on you, like aren't they?
They don't do that good of a pat down at the ballpark.
So you're saying
they really don't.
He could just cheek it, and then it would be.
He can easily get that in there, no problem. That's the least of his worries.
And they have the
metal detectors.
Exactly.
So there's no metal in it.
What are they called?
You know, the bars you walk through.
You might question whether this is morally correct. I mean, he's flushing the dude down the toilet. A little bit at a time in different stadiums.
He loved the baseball.
He's done it at 16 different stadiums so far, including ballparks in Arizona, Atlanta, St. Louis, Kansas City, Toronto, and on and on.
How many ballparks are there?
Like, he carries the ashes in an Advil bottle.
Oh.
And he'll only flush them during the actual game.
Oh, the game has to be going on.
And if he has to relieve himself, he'll always do an extra flush in between to clear the bowl.
So he doesn't pee on his friend.
Right.
I get it.
It looks like he's only got enough ashes left for one more trip.
Oh.
But it's pretty interesting that while some would think that's sacrilege, that's a person you're flushing down the toilet, he says, my friend had a good sense of humor. He says he would have loved the idea. He was a plumber from Flushing in Queens, New York.
It's perfect.
A plumber from Flushing. Hilarious.
Right. So it all comes together in one.
That's so funny.
Tidy little package.
So this wasn't like the guy's dying wish. This is an idea the guy had after.
His friend came up with it.
I think it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What do you want me to do with your ashes? Are you getting buried?
Well, no, I would definitely... cremation is the way to go.
Yeah.
I think we're running out of valuable land.
And then what would you like me to do with them?
Using it all up with dead bodies.
Is it just the ocean? Is there a particular break you'd want to be?
No, it doesn't matter.
All right.
I mean, you know, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah. I would love to have my ashes buried under a tree that becomes a beautiful tree, like plant a tree.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
That's actually
a neat way to go.
Yeah. I love gardens and the trees. What's cooler than a tree? I mean, you know.
A lot of things.
In my world, trees are super cool.
Chain does a commercial where she's like, what's better than someone touching your hair? I'm like, 1,000 things. Like, how about right here?
No, every time I hear that commercial, I go, she's right.
What?
Oh, you love when someone touches your hair?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I have no
interest in that. What about all your other sensitive spots?
Nope, rubber head.
When I get my hair done and he just rubs my hair, my scalp, I'm like, oh. It's so good.
Well, Jane knows her audience then, doesn't she?
Yes, so. I was like, don't touch my hair. Mm-hmm. I don't want my hair touched.
Yeah.
And Vinny, of course, has other ideas of where you should touch.
Oh, yeah.
I had hair, though, and a lot of it. You could find old pictures of me with all kind of hairdo.
Yeah,
bad hairdo for sure. In fact, that's must be why it left me.
I like the flock of seagulls thing.
It's all, we gave you a chance.
You've abused us long
enough. You have abused it. You look horrible. We're out of here.
We're leaving. We're jumping off.
One hair at a time, by the way.
Quickly, though. It's a quick succession.
How about a fast fact?
All right. I love a fast fact.
A woman named Shamoy Thipyaso from Bangkok, Thailand, received the longest prison sentence in world history back in 1989. She got 141,000 years for running a $204 million pyramid scheme.
Oh, wow.
She is still in prison.
Well, how old is she now?
I don't have that.
Oh. How long was the press? 104,000?
141,000 years for running a pyramid scheme.
Damn.
Shamoy Thipyaso. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. You just gave that girl 10 minutes of free publicity. So it works, apparently.
Yeah.
The cash me outside girl.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Stop promoting that little nobody brat, please. Yeah, she's a thing, though.
She is a thing. How about that?
For her to get an MTV Movie Award nomination.
Trending.
That is... Sorry.
I don't know why that corn on the cob thing isn't trending. That's quite a thing. I can't get that out of my head now.
But the eating it on a drill bit?
They stick it on a drill bit, and the one guy successfully manages to remove all of the corn with his front teeth. The second guy just loses his teeth. Third guy is a girl who gets her hair caught in the thing, and he yanks a big chunk of her scalp off. It's great. It's a great video. Did we put that up? Did you guys post that?
Hooman?
I did not.
Can you?
He's busy counting all the places he's been. Do you know how many?
Oh, yeah, how many?
I have the list.
Oh, let's hear it.
I don't know if this is like... entirely complete, but this is what I was able to come up
with. Okay, these are the countries other than the U.S. that Hooman has visited.
Mexico, Canada, the Bahamas, England, France, Germany, Austria, South Korea, Switzerland, China, Fiji, Spain, Greece, Israel, Dubai, Scotland, Malaysia, Holland, and... Iran.
What about Qatar?
You didn't say Italy either.
Oh, Qatar, that's right. And
did
Italy.
You say Italy?
Yeah, I thought I did, but I could say it again. Qatar and Italy.
Remember you tried to get Qatar Film
Festival,
For Olive.
I know, I remember going there. It didn't work out. People were very friendly, but yeah, I'm just not a Dubai, Qatar kind of guy.
Crunch. How many is that?
I don't know, 18, 19, 20, something like that.
Pretty good, buddy.
It's pretty good.
I hope you guys can catch me one day. I hope you guys...
Catch me outside, how about that?
Yeah, I hope you guys can catch me outside.
We've been trying to get sponsored by your mom for years now. She will not pick me up.
Mm. Okay.
It's too bad.
I'll work on that for you.
All right, coming up in the trash, more on the Brad Pitt stuff. I have a lot of, actually, you know, there's a special terminal opening at LAX just for stars.
Oh yeah, you told us there was, this idea was about was maybe going to happen. So yeah. it's actually
it's happening.
Happening.
It's expensive. You can't afford it, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.